Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7 to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. To everybody working out on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers and men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. And Felix and the gang hauling the bulk mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices and beyond. And, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel. And let's not forget about our Amazon warehouse people and our Amazon drivers out there tonight that are listening to us. Thank you very much. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can also follow us on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter as Captain's America. That's Captain, add an S to it, America, all lowercase, all one word. And we posted something in there last night on every one of those pages, so you can go take a look at it. In the meantime, don't forget our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That would be the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
We've got our pal up in Denver, probably looking at a few snowflakes right now, Aaron. So, Aaron, what's going on up there in Mile High?
Oh, yeah. Well, Cap, Denise, let's talk about the election. I just can't believe Carrie Lake lost. She was endorsed by Trump. It should have been a landslide. I mean, her dark side broken down, dumpy opponent didn't have the guts to even debate the woman about the issues affecting American citizens that live in Arizona, but yet the voters of Arizona rewarded her for such an arrogant, dumb stunt for not even debating Carrie Lake. So, I mean, I should be shocked, but I said I'm not shocked. Consider the American citizens in Pennsylvania that voted for a dead guy. And they voted for a bum literally a bum who's recovering from a stroke. So I hope Carrie Lake gets a recount of the vote. Something, I don't want to get caught up in all these conspiracies and stuff, but definitely stinks in Arizona. I don't know what it is. I can't put my finger on it, but something just ain't right. We have the better candidate not winning in, Arizona would be considered a purple state. I don't think it's a blue or red state, but I think definitely it's a purple state. But something's up, and I just don't like the smell. It really stinks. But anyway, Kat, Denise, have a good night. Have a good morning.
All right. Well, again, it has to do with the voting election laws that are there in each one of those states. It's up to the state to determine the laws. And I suppose if you count ballots long enough, you're going to find a winner that might not be the winner you want. And it appears once again that that's what they've done. They've gamed the system that's in place. They've done nothing illegal. They've just done what they've done until they got the win that they wanted.
Logic tells you that voters, Democrats and Republicans, in many of these states were so angry at their leadership,
yep,
at their governors, at their representatives, at their district attorneys, at their, you know, since 2020, because they closed schools,
mm-hmm,
they closed playgrounds, they had mask mandates, they shuttered businesses, and on and on and on. I mean, we got Newsom, we have got Whitmer, we've got Josh Shapiro. I mean, we can go in those in Washington, those in Oregon. We can go on and on and on. People were so angry. Then you had all those protests that were going on out there in Washington and Oregon. And for voters to vote these people back in, it's questionable.
Yep.
It's absolutely questionable that they would want more of the same. We're not that, many of these voters are not that forgiving, and they're not that forgiving because of the permanent devastation it had on their lives,
mm-hmm,
on their children's lives, on their businesses. So, I would look, peel back the onion several layers and take a longer look at these things and see, you know, what has really happened. What they try to do to Georgia, you know, a couple of years ago, looks like the same thing that they did in Arizona.
Correct.
What they did in Arizona. Yeah.
And so, Nevada. And Nevada. Yep.
Yeah. So at least we got a Republican governor out of Nevada. But
yep.
Yeah. There's. I think we need some law and order inside the election machinery.
Yep. I totally agree. Something needs to be done, and the people out there need to take the bull by the horns and get it started. It's got to be. It is a state and a local issue, the elections. Yep.
Yes, it is.
Okay, I hear the music coming up, so we'll be right back with more, Denise Simon and myself. Don't go anywhere. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. And when we come back, remember the railroad deal? And Joe Biden, well, still don't have a deal, and another union went against it. We'll be right back.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. And before we get back to Denise Simon, I need to tell you this segment is brought to you by Geico Insurance. That's Geico, spelled G-E-I-C-O. Geico can not only insure the car you're driving, but the truck you're driving, and a lot more, because they happen to be the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, having been in business more than 85 years, insuring some 25 million drivers and counting. Now, all that being said, Geico can not only insure the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, but how about if you got a motorcycle, maybe you got an ATV, maybe you got a boat, maybe you got an RV, they can do all that. But where you will save the money is when you bundle your homeowner's policy, your renter's policy, or your condo policy with your automobile policy, and you will save a bunch of money. It's that simple. So go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com, and either do it that way off the website, which you can do, or get their phone number right there, call their local agent, set it up that way, but you'll save a bunch of money. Least you can do is try it out and see what happens. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Okay, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Because we had a request, Colorado, Lauren Boebert is ahead in her race with 99% of the vote in, 50.2 to 49.2. Eight, and she currently leads by 1,503 votes. So that's where they're at right now in that race. Is there anybody else you wanted to know about while I'm looking at it?
No, not off the top of my head.
Okay.
California is important now.
Yeah, there's several in California that are in play. And I can't believe one of them's, let's see, 52%, 58%, 40%, 50%.
64%, 27%. What the heck would somebody only have 27% of the votes counted for at this far out from the election? How can you do that?
We're the laughing stock.
Okay. All right, let's go to the phone line. We've got the telephone line, Bagamon Bob. Bagamon Bob, what's up?
Yes, sir, Kevin. As far as Ukraine goes, are they going to survive the winter? Because I think Russia is just going to keep attacking your infrastructure, and they're not going to have any heat, any fuel, anything. And Europe is just not going to really go the distance. They're going to send them some weapons and stuff, but that's not going to help them as far as that goes. All right, what's the next thing on this? And as far as the voting goes, we got to do something because we can't have counting. They got to reform. They got to reform these election systems. I don't know if the federal government can do anything.
It's not up to the federal government, Bob. Federal government does not get involved.
I don't know. Is it possible to have some sort of a constitutional amendment?
Well, how's that going to work out?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
It's possible. Something. Anything's possible. Okay.
That's true. All right. Good luck. Bye.
Thanks. Yeah, a constitutional amendment, that's, you know, good luck on that one. But anyway, what do you think?
Well, the federal government needs to stay out of it, period. But there certainly should be, you know, there's the Republican Governors Association, and they share their templates with election systems and whatnot, and I think the Democrats do the same thing. But there very well may be some lawsuits as a consequence to some things that are happening, like, for instance, in Arizona and Nevada. So we'll have to see what goes into the pipeline. But you really couldn't do anything until some of these races were declared. As for Ukraine, yeah, they're going to freeze to death. Here's what's going to happen is that you're going to end up with more Ukrainians leaving the country again.
Yep.
To go to other places where they do have infrastructure.
Yep.
Because there is a supply chain for food and water and medicine that's going to hurt Ukrainians going into the winter. There is no drinking water. There is no source of heat. And obviously power. And that's going to hurt hospitals and whatnot. So you're going to end up with, I think, another migrant crisis again.
Well, the heat will be a bunch of wood stoves. That's about it.
Well, but, I mean, in tall apartment buildings, you don't have wood stoves.
Right,
so.
Right. And, of course, they'll be tearing buildings apart to get the lumber to burn. Now, I do want to mention this. They do have a new system, the NASAMS system that was delivered to their forces that suddenly has kept the Russian aircraft out of the sky over there because they were shooting them down on an all-too-frequent basis.
You know, I was doing I sat on the State Department's website for a little while last night looking at the money that the United States has provided to Ukraine. The information there is a little bit dated. It looks like it's about 2 months behind.
Uh-huh.
But it's really quite fascinating because I was really trying to determine. I'm getting all of these questions and memes about cryptocurrency going into Ukraine and whatnot. And, you know, early on when crypto was stable back in February and March.
Right.
Nobody seemed to have a problem with it. But now all of a sudden they do because of FTX. But setting that one aside, I think something tells me that the reason Zelensky is asking for money is, and continues to ask for money, is because it seems to me, and I can't prove it, but the money that's being given to Ukraine, I'm not sure is going to where it needs to go.
Uh-huh.
So that's why Zelensky is asking for money, because he's not getting it. So there's something very wrong there. And I think the Department of Justice and the FBI, which I, you know, kind of I shudder to even say those two things, same sentence. But we have what is called a legal, I'm trying to think of a term for it. Anyway, we have a legal agreement with Ukraine. We've had it for years and years and years. And, you know, where is, you know, the justice system to kind of look at what is happening here? Not only with the money the United States has provided to Ukraine, but the handful of countries and outside organizations that have supported Ukraine. So there's something else that's really happening there, and I don't know what it is. But I will tell you this. Putin wrote last year, way before he invaded, an 8,000-word screed that says he was going to attack. And right. Our government did nothing. Our government did nothing.
Right.
This war never needed to happen. Never.
Mm-hmm.
So we know that Biden, the whole Biden crime family, is compromised with Ukraine.
Yep.
Financially. And something kind of tells me that the money, some of the money, is going to Ukraine, is going into some kind of a fund. I can't prove any of this. That after Biden leaves office, that fund will end up going right back into the Biden crime family.
Right.
I can't prove it, but this whole thing stinks. And but I don't want, obviously, Russia to be taking over Ukraine. I feel badly for these Ukrainian people. They didn't deserve any of this. There's lots of blame to go around here, but when you get right down to it, with what damage Putin has caused in Ukraine, why does he really want it now? What's going to be left? So there's something very mysterious about the whole thing, and it goes back to over a year ago.
Well, I don't know, but I agree with what you're saying. We need to get to the bottom of all this, but how the heck can you do it when you reach a certain end and it stops?
Well, there's plenty that can be done. Our Treasury has the ability, because of the SWIFT banking system, we have the ability to see money in virtually every bank, financial institution in the world. We see where transactions are. Anything over, $10,000?
Yes.
We know. But I think Janet Yellen needs to have a discussion with us.
All right. Well, stay low. Have a great day. I'll talk to you tonight, same time, same bat channel. All right,
yep.
Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Control of the U.S. House of Representatives hinged on Monday on several tight races that could secure a majority for Republicans following midterm elections, having won 212 seats compared to Democrats' 206, with 218 needed for a majority. But the final outcome might not be known for days as officials continue counting ballots nearly a week after Americans went to the polls. Wall Street's main indexes ended lower on Monday, with real estate and discretionary sectors leading broad declines as investors digested comments from U.S. Federal Reserve officials about plans for interest rate hikes. The National Basketball Association has been sued by three longtime referees who said the league fired them this year after they refused to be vaccinated against COVID-19 over religious objections. This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy. And this edition of the Military and Veterans News brought to you by the National Aviation Academy and their two campuses where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. You'll make a lot of money. You'll be very happy. And you'll retire in style when you decide to. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, it all starts with National Aviation Academy by visiting them on the web first. Go to their website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. One more time, naa.edu. Go to that website. Take a look at everything they have to offer. And I mean scour the website. Take a look and see. You will notice they have two campuses. They have one in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston. And they have another one in Clearwater, Florida. Down here in my backyard, I'm in Tampa on this side of the bay. They are in Concord on the other side of the bay. I'm sorry, they're in Clearwater on the other side of the bay. But take your pick, either Concord or Clearwater, whichever one works for you, Massachusetts or Florida, whichever one works for you. Now, going to the website, NAA.edu, there is a phone number that you can call once you take a look and see what it is you want to do. And you can take the tour at one campus or you can go to both campuses. Doesn't matter. Probably get a better idea of what you're getting into if you go to both of the campuses. That's just my opinion. But the phone number to call to ask for an appointment is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Give them a call. Ask to take the tour. You'll be able to talk to not only students, you'll be able to talk to instructors, and you'll be able to talk to the money people that will lock you in on a loan. Now, if you are a veteran and you have educational benefits available, they will give you the right paperwork and say, here's all you need to do, and you do it, and you're in like Flynn. If you have used a lot of your veteran's benefits and you're a veteran, they'll help you use up what you got left and help you get a generic loan to do some more. So there you go. Now, keep in mind that at National Aviation Academy, you will always, always be able to stand out for being the leader that we all know you can be. Always. Because this is a job that when you get it, you're going to realize how good you've got it. They pay really good money. Not only has great benefits, you get an opportunity to go if you want to Europe or wherever you want, working overseas, or you can stay here in the United States, whatever the chance might happen to be for you. National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu. Okay. President Biden met President Xi amidst some heightened Chinese U.S. tensions. Our President Biden and our Chinese President Xi met in person for the first time since Biden took office. And Xi said, we need to charter the right course for the China-U.S. relationship. He said that at the beginning of the meeting in Mandarin, according to an official who was monitoring the broadcast and translating it into English. Now, the other thing, Veterans Affairs Secretary Dennis McDonough says he expects to see significant progress soon in efforts to reduce homelessness and suicide amongst veterans, despite the complexity and long-term challenges of both issues. I happen to know, having participated in a bunch of stand-downs, I happen to know that a lot of these veterans are happy doing what they're doing. They don't want to come indoors. They don't want to stay whatever. They only want to be around if there's something they need to have, and they have to come indoors to do it. Other than that, they're perfectly content to stay outside. But we all know that just isn't a reality. I mean, it doesn't look good if they're on the beach and there's a bunch of homeless people not very far away. It doesn't look good, yeah. I've heard all the comments, so have you. But we understand that the Department of Veterans Affairs is going to try to do something. What the something is, don't know. But we should be hearing about more facilities where veterans can go and have like an apartment-style, one-bedroom apartment. I know our friend Glenn Gabalina's got a great idea. I wish they'd take him up on it. But those containers that he builds, well, it doesn't build. He takes these 20-foot containers and makes them adaptable as a one-room apartment, which isn't bad. Which isn't bad. Better than what they got. Now, President Joe Biden said the three-way partnership between the U.S., Japan, and South Korea is even more important than it's ever been because of North Korea stepping up its provocations. We'll see. Hasn't worked yet. No reason to think it'll work now. And the Army announced fresh deployments of three brigades and a division headquarters Wednesday afternoon, revealing which units will be taking up positions in Europe as part of a long-running Atlantic Resolve deterrence mission. We told you something about this a couple months ago. Not much has changed. Units are the same. We'll give you more information on that tomorrow. Now, the Air Force is still struggling to launch a working performance review system, for which there have been numerous technical glitches and delays that continue to plague the Air Force's attempt to try to, in fact, set up some sort of system that would give them some good numbers to work with right off the bat. They've been doing this for well over a year when they've been struggling to get a program up and running. So far, hasn't happened. Now, problems related to toxic water still affect the Hawaii military families. About 100 more people have joined the lawsuit against the Navy related to the first contamination. As you know, there was a second contamination. Unbelievable. And also coming out of the Ukraine, President Joe Biden said he expects U.S. aid for Ukraine's fight against Russia to continue to flow, whatever the still undecided outcome of the midterm elections happens to be, where Democrats perform stronger than expected. That's the understatement of the year. By the way, the U.S. is sending, you ready for this? We just talked about, Denise said she didn't know how much the money was. Well, I do. The U.S. is sending another $400 million in military aid to the Ukraine. U.S. officials say that the aid package will contain large amounts of ammunition and, for the first time, highly mobile Avenger air defense systems. That is going to be interesting. That is going to be very interesting, because that's top shelf, top of the line stuff that they can use right away to take down the aircraft that's firing at them from above, and including some of the drones and some of the missiles that are coming in. So that'll be good. That'll be really good for them. And let's not forget one last little thing. The U.S. is going to buy South Korean howitzer rounds, 100,000 rounds of howitzer military rounds of ammunition from South Korea going to the Ukraine. Okay, don't go anywhere. We're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It's a great day to be an American, great day to be a patriot, great day to go out and wave the flag. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, Kyle, I will take it away. Thank you very much for that great intro, and we appreciate him, and we appreciate you for tuning in. And before I get to the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, I want you to remember that just like every morning, the Moss Family Automotive Group, in particular, Moss Acura, brings you Chris Markowski's Watchdog on Wall Street report. Now, the Moss Acura dealership is located on North Florida Avenue, right next door to the Moss Nissan dealership. You're welcome to stop by there anytime you want. Take a look at what they have to offer. And don't forget, at Moss Acura, all you got to do is tell them the captain sent you and that you saw their vehicles that you're looking at mossacura.com, and you will get yourself a nice discount. Now, I can tell you that they have the You Serve, You Save program, where all active military, all reservists or National Guard or whatever that you happen to be serving, and veterans too, as well as great people that have served in the fire department, great people that have served in the police department, great people that have been EMS people working in hospitals or on ambulances or whatever, you'll all get a tremendous discount
All you got to do is tell them the captain sent you. And one final thing. Moss Acura offers the great Moss Care program, which Moss is famous for. You get free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. And I don't know too many people that are doing that, plus the You Serve, You Save program. So give it a shot. See what they have to offer. All right, let's go over here to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Morning.
I heard you had cooked up a scheme by which you were going to gain some of that $124 billion worth of net worth that Bezos is giving out to tax sheltered organizations and whatnot.
No, I don't think so. I wonder, but by the time he's going to give away, it's probably going to be worth a lot more. Not to mention, you might get the Redskins involved with that. Commanders involved in that. Who knows? Where he's going to give.
Well, CNN is reporting that in a recent interview with the Amazon founder, Jeff Bezos, that he revealed that he wants to donate most of his $124 billion net worth to combating climate change and helping people come together to address deep societal and political divisions.
So, you say things like that because it sounds good and gets it gets people off your back. I mean, you have to do that. If you have wealth in society today or the media will just come after you. If I had that type of wealth, probably what I would do is I would look to put together some sort of lending institution for budding entrepreneurs, where it's almost like a venture type of a fund or a bank that would help young entrepreneurs. They have good business plans, sound business plans, to be able to get funding for their endeavors.
Yeah. I could live on $1 million. I wouldn't need a billion, so just $1 million. That's it.
Well, you can ask him. He's going to be giving it out, so.
Yeah. You got to come up with a charity name, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Sam Bankman-Fried, this guy, what a piece of work. He used the FTX customer accounts to fund an investment firm. We also know that he used it to come up with this $40 million donation to the Democratic Party, where it also had a condo in it over in the Caribbean somewhere.
There's so much criminality involved with this, it's hard to even get one's arms around just how many awful things were done. And the funny thing is that this FTX exchange, you're going to want to equate it to something. It was basically the New York Stock Exchange for crypto. If you remember all those Super Bowl ads with Tom Brady and Giselle and Larry David, they were all for this company. And the type of shenanigans that took place, the commingling of funds, it's appalling. It really is. But again, it's another, Watchdog on Wall Street, see, I told you so moment. This is all a racket.
And yes, you did. I remember when you did. Uh-huh.
I'm sorry, people. Everything in life that has meaning, value, and worth involves work, time, and effort. And you're looking for shortcuts in life. You're looking for an easy way to get rich quick. I mean, come on, people. I mean, the world's second oldest profession is get rich quick con artists. And, again, people just trying to get rich quick, and they failed.
Hmm. Now, we just talked about Bezos. Let's talk about Amazon for a minute. The Amazon job cuts of approximately 10,000 are starting this week. There'll be people going home at the end of the week with pink slips, and the company is going to focus on the devices organization, the retail division, and human resources for their big cuts to begin with.
Yeah, that's where I go first, is human resources. Nothing can ruin a company's day more than human resources. I was reading a story yesterday, Andy Kessler in the Wall Street Journal, he was speaking to Fortune 500 CEO, and he was talking to his human resource department. His human resource department was trying to set up a bereavement plan when you lose your pet. And he was like, I can't believe it. You know, somebody's goldfish dies. I got to give him a week off from work. I would definitely head in that direction. The device, thing they're talking about, Alexa. Alexa, people realize they lose $5 billion a year on it. $5 billion a year on Alexa. So they're looking to pare that back to some degree. This is what happens when the economy slows down. You have to reevaluate what you've been doing, and you have to obviously strengthen, figure out what works and what doesn't work, and head in that direction. If you're able to do that, you can come out on the other side of the recession stronger. All of these job cuts to be expected. They overhired. Most of Silicon Valley went nuts and overhired and overpaid, quite frankly, and it's starting to correct.
Mm. Now, we heard last night that there aren't enough votes for Kari Lake to overcome the lead that Katie Hobbs has. So the election was called last night for Katie Hobbs in Arizona. So much for that Senate race.
That was gubernatorial.
Governor race, yep. Yeah.
I'm not surprised. Not the slightest bit surprised. You saw what happened in the Senate race there.
Yep.
And the MAGA candidates in swing states lose. That's just the reality. They lose. Okay? And that's what happened in Arizona. And, everybody better get their arms around that, because if we continue to do the same thing and continue to push this election denying stuff and whatnot, you're going to lose again.
Well, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who happens to be a regular member of the panel now on ABC's Sunday morning show this week, he said that the Republicans should be thinking about Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania, all states where Democrats retain control in the midterm election, because there's no scenario under which Republicans can win the presidency in 2024 and lose all three of those states.
Well, you can't. Well, Michigan, the Republicans lost that so bad because of the candidates, way they did things, is that they lost. Whitmer had a Republican legislature there to kind of help hold her in check to some degree. They lost everything there. They lost, so that went completely blue there. Pennsylvania, which is a big gun rights state. I mean, that was a major loss there. The gubernatorial candidate there, Trump-backed Mastriano, was an absolute disaster. He was at a damn QAnon rally a couple days before the election, for crying out loud, spewing 9/11 conspiracy theories. I mean, this is a guy who run for governor and, kind of ruined it for everybody else. Candidates matter. Candidates matter.
All right, well, we'll find out tomorrow, because we're going to find out what Trump says tonight, aren't we?
Oh, jeez. Yeah, I can.
All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, so on.
Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go over there, check him out. Check out all the different things he does. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.